I thought overall last night's game was a real good experience for us on a lot of levels. We had a lot of good situational plays come up in the game that we all can learn from. Any player, every coach, things that happen that we've worked on, some of which haven't occurred or haven't occurred maybe as vividly as they did in last night's preseason game. It's a good experience for a lot of young players who always can use the playing time to get it. Some guys played pretty much a full game, so they had that whole experience of playing the game, going in at halftime, going back in on every series as opposed to, being in on a certain role like third down or kicking game or whatever it happened to be. So, Giants are a good football team. It was a tight game. There were a lot of really good things that we can learn from and improve on the game. Certainly made our fair share of errors and things that we need to correct. So that's all part of it too. And we'll do all those things today, and then make some decisions in the next couple of days, and then move along with our preparations for Miami. So thought it was a real productive night for us last night. And we're getting ready to turn the pages here and move ahead.
Hi, Bill.
Lee, how you doing?
Good. How about you? So obviously, quick turnaround with Tim Wright coming in. He was out there pretty early. He played a lot. I counted about 43 snaps. What'd you see out of him in those, X amount of hours, and then getting him out there on the field in the game?
Well, I think the big thing for Tim last night was just his opportunity to be in our system and play in our system. So there's things that happened during the game on the field, on the sideline with substitution, on the bench in between series, the communication, all those things. He heard the snap count. He heard the quarterback audible. He heard adjustments being made on the sideline, all those things, which are part of the game. And, he only knew a handful of plays, but overall I thought he handled the situation pretty well. But, I think the big thing for him and for the rest of the team, for us, is just that chance we had to get him actually play in our system, even though it was an abbreviated way of doing it. It's a lot better than next week being the first time that all those things happen. So, that was good, and I think he learned a lot. I think we saw some things that, for him, in other words, what are going to be the biggest differences, what are going to be things that are pretty similar, pretty familiar with, not really a problem, what are going to be some things that are going to be, a little bit more of a learning curve for him. And a lot of that really crystallized last night that he can feedback for us or that we can see in working with him that, he's pretty far along on these things, but not as far along on maybe something else. So that was, I think, the benefit to last night for that particular player.
Thanks, Bill. And then just a quick follow-up on that. Garoppolo, Jimmy, after the game, called Wright very intelligent, and obviously, that short time period of turning everything around. How does his intelligence, like football intelligence, really manifest on the football field and off the field? What have you seen from that standpoint?
Well, I think probably what Jimmy was referring to, and I think we saw it as a coaching staff, was just he was able to absorb a lot of information in a short amount of time and go out there and function in the game. It certainly wasn't perfect, but, formations and the routes and so forth, there's certainly a lot of fine-tuning that needs to be done, but he picked all that up pretty quickly, and when he got into the game, didn't forget it. Sometimes it's one thing to sit in a meeting and go over it and feel like, yeah, you've got it, and okay, you hear this, you're going to do that. It's another thing to actually go out there and, do it full speed in game situations. So he handled, quite a bit of information in a short amount of time pretty well. So that was good. Now, this week, obviously, he'll be starting at the beginning like everybody else will in terms of our game plan and preparations for Miami. So we'll just take it day by day and see how it goes, but I thought he handled a lot of information, pretty well.
Thank you.
Sure.
Next question is from Phil Perry. Hey, Bill, I just had a question about Nate Ebner. We got to see a lot of him playing defensively last night. And my question is, you know, we talk a lot about this time of year how players can contribute on special teams and how that might help them make the team. I guess my question is sort of the flip side of that is, how important is it for guys like Nate or, you know, Matthew Slater to be able to contribute in other facets of the game other than, you know, that big special teams role that they normally play?
Well, if you know, whatever those guys can do, you know, if a guy has if his major role on the team is the kicking game, then any role that he can handle on offense or defense just helps your team, gives the player more value, and gives your team that much more depth. It's the reverse of the offensive and defensive players who have significant roles but can give you a role in the kicking game that can, you know, do something in the kicking game that can help the team. And those are valuable on special teams as well, to have, you know, have somebody step in and you know, do something for you there when they also have a big role in offense and defense. So it just gives your team more depth, and it particularly for special teams players, and we've seen so many examples of it through the years, guys that start off on the kicking game end up developing into, you know, good offensive or defensive players, and the offensive and defensive coaches are able to start using those players in roles and expanding their roles because they know that those guys are going to be there every week. And really the guy that kind of is a tough fit on the roster on game day is the player who has a role on offense or defense, not a major role, but a role, but has a little, you know, a small role in the kicking game, or maybe in some cases doesn't have a role in the kicking game. So, you know, now that's, it's, you know, if it's not a big enough role offensively, then it's hard, or defensively, whatever the case might be, then it's hard to get that player to the game if he doesn't have a role in the kicking game. And that you end up usually oftentimes going with a player who has a big role in the kicking game and, you know, maybe not so much of a role on offense and defense just because that kicking game role is bigger. So it's interesting how it works out. In my experience, I'd say guys that are good in the kicking game actually have a chance to get a bigger role on offense and defense than some players who might be ahead of them on offense or defense but don't play in the kicking game because the coaches can't count on them being there on game day.
And how have you seen Nate in particular develop on the defensive side of things?
Well, yeah, Nate's done a great job. And, of course, you know, he came to us with very little background. I mean, he really didn't have a lot of defensive playing time in college. He's actually had more defensive playing time here than he did at Ohio State. So, you know, he's obviously one of our best special teams players and plays on all the units and does a real good job for us. But as he's he's a very smart player and he works very hard. So as he's gotten more opportunity on defense, he's refined his techniques and his reads and his understanding of defensive concepts. And, you know, he's become a much better defensive player every year he's been here. And he got a lot of chance to play last night, and he did a real solid job. And I mean, we all have a lot of confidence in Nate, and he's again is a good example of the player that I was talking about whose role expands on defense because of his role in the kicking game.
Bill, I wanted to ask you quickly about Marcus Cannon, who we didn't get to see play last night. And I was trying to go through some of my notes from training camp when we got to watch you guys practice, but I'm wondering, you know, where he has fit in along the offensive line. I know he's played a series of positions. Has he played just about every position there except for center?
That would be accurate.
I guess, what is it about his skill set that allows him to kind of bounce around all over the line like that?
Well, he's obviously got great size and strength, and he's very athletic for his size. He's moves well. He has excellent feet, balance. He's a powerful player in the running game and active protection work, and his length shots. So he, you know, I think physically could play, you know, any position on the line. Probably could play center too, but I mean, definitely could play center, guard or tackle. You know, it's just a question of, you know, refining his skills at one position. And of course, the majority of his plays have come at tackle. He did play guard last year, and he played guard this year. Yeah.
But Shalice Manzi-Young with the next question.
I just wanted to stick with the offensive line and just ask, now that you have had a chance to break down the tape, how you thought Josh Klein did last night at that left guard spot.
You know, I'd probably say it's about the same thing with all the players that played. There were a lot of good things out there, and there were some things that, you know, at times weren't so good, need to be corrected, need to be improved. So, you know, overall, offensively, we had not very many problems in pass protection, a couple, but not overall, not very many. We didn't run the ball as well as we would like or need to. So that was a combination of things. Sometimes it was, you know, multiple people or a combination block or the back and the offensive lineman with the read or, you know, whatever it happened to be. But we just didn't have much consistency there as what we need. But overall, pass blocking for the most part was, you know, wasn't really a big issue other than, you know, a handful of plays. So when you talk about the whole line, you're probably going to have similar comments on all of them. Lack consistency in the running game, pass blocking, not perfect, but, you know, certainly manageable.
On Aaron Dobson, obviously that was his first game snap of the preseason, mm-hmm. and he had talked earlier in the week about, you know, feeling like he had done well getting mental reps and keeping up in the classroom while he was rehabbing. Do you see that he's taken that step forward, I guess, in his understanding of the offense, and now it might just be him getting back together, you know, physically and getting back up to speed that way?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I think I do think Aaron's done a good job keeping up with everything mentally. And he's a smart kid. That's not really been a big problem with him anyway. I think the main thing, you know, now, well, twofold. One, last night was for him to actually play and, you know, get hit and catch the ball and, you know, get some confidence that, you know, he's going to catch the ball and get hit and get up and everything's going to be all right. And so he certainly had a number of those last night. And you know, now it's a continuation of, you know, refining his technique and timing with the quarterbacks. And that process has already started. I mean, we're, you know, well underway for the last couple of weeks. But, you know, it's always a little different in the games. And it was good that he was able to, you know, get that process started this week. And for him to know where he is and for us to know where he is and then to build on it. Because I'm sure it'll be better as in succeeding weeks here as we do it more. So it's good to see him out there. Good to see him be productive and make some plays. And, you know, we'll just continue to rep it in practice. And the opportunities he gets during the games, hopefully we can build on some of the things that happened last night.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.